Blog Talk Radio.
Sinners get ready. What you gonna do? What you gonna do? What you gonna do? What you gonna do? You better get your house in order. What you gonna do? What you gonna do? What you gonna do? What you gonna do?
Looking back over our lives. I up and I down.
36 years later, somebody asked me just the other day, Joe, if you had to do it all over again, what would you do? I'm not a mind of a while, I had to give him an answer. This is what I told him.
God wants us to understand that just as he had mercy on have mercy on me. When we get up to meet the needs of others, our attitude makes all the difference. We know that God is not only concerned with what we feel, but how we feel. I believe that one of the greatest tragedies of our society is that we deal with the wrong attitude. Therefore, God does not bless our duty. Merely as taking care of the needs out of obligation is not enough. We must do it with a generous and ungrudging heart. In the same way that God enjoys blessings, we too must learn how to enjoy the blessings that come from taking care of each other. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. And we all know that. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to your name. Give your name glory. We give your name honor. And we give your name the praise. Hallelujah. We also know that many people don't mind giving up. Some are willing to give him a bit more. There are others are even willing to give him a great deal. But God commands us to give him all. Everything. Not just already. Not all of our heartache, not all of our troubles and our sorrows, but God wants our gifts. He wants our talents. He wants our intelligence. He wants our skills and our will. And we are to bring him our all. He will do for us what he did to two fishes and five loaves of bread. He'll bless us and multiply what we have and what we do. He'll restore our purpose and moving it over our lives. He'll call us to be men among men and women among women. Hallelujah. And we all know the Bible reads that when we give, we're giving unto God. And we're giving unto God's people. I read in the Bible. And when I read the word of God, God always has something for you and I to be amazed. What I get amazed about is what Jesus got. We know that Jesus was excited. He was not concerned with the big bank accounts, but with one, hallelujah, he was concerned with one lost person. He was not interested in a great flock of people, but in one lost lamb. We are told that he was not impressed with the people who were in position of power and importance in our society. But he was concerned with people who had the humility to help a beaten down stranger or watch another person beat. And Jesus always got excited when people manage their resources in such a way that place greater value on faith than on possessions, positions, or accomplishments. We find out in the story in Mark 12. We know that the widow demonstrated the kind of stewardship that got Jesus excited. She went to the temple treasury, put in two copper coins for blessed in the temple. Jesus got excited, hallelujah, because she gave without revelation all she had. When I read this passage, I wonder sometimes what she was thinking when she made this supreme sacrifice. Was she simply doing her duty as a faithful Jew? Was she making an investment, expecting a return, or perhaps she was missing a place of sympathy through a show of her empowerment? I suspect that she did it because somewhere in her life she had come to a clear understanding that regardless of her circumstances, she was richly blessed by God. And in many ways, hallelujah, her best response to God's love and blessing was to make the supreme sacrifice.
That is what we are to do today, is make a sacrificial sacrifice unto God. When you give what's in your hand, then God will bless you. God will bless you. That's one thing. Cannot be done. No matter how hard you and I do. We could throw a lifetime and we could not be God. You know that God loves and blessing was to make the supreme sacrifice. Hallelujah. She casted in all that she had, even all of her living that found in the verse 44. Jesus commanded the widow not for the amount she gave, but for the generous spirit in which she gave. And this challenged you and I, hallelujah, to make the appropriate response for all the Lord has done for you and I. And at the core of our thinking must be the knowledge that all we have and all that we're going to come into will come from the Lord. Therefore, we should be ever mindful that because of God demonstrated great love to you and I, we must also demonstrate love and sacrifice to others, so that God's kingdom will be built up and the good news will be spread. Hallelujah. I just want to take our time to just talk a little bit, hallelujah, about these children. And I know some of you have seen the website. I set up a website. Just leave it. And matter of fact, it's right there with sufficient. So you can go there online and fundraiser. Different levels of contribution. They actually fund of different streams of different. And they need to be funded for a whole year to really keep things going. We have a number of our children, not just the orphan home, but we have a children Bible school. And we have teaching and preaching and edifying the Word of God. So if you look at them, you might say, well, you know, they don't look like they need anything. We need something. But, you know, just like Jesus, for a single thing, man, look on the outer part of the God. And I never in my life seen one of the
take care of me and our world. I mean, God will take care of all of us. So Capital F-U-N-D, L. Martin. Send also donations by email. Also, if you want these this week, you can also send your donations to fundraise by email. God will be the only one that knows what you're doing and is going to share your funding. Whatever donation that you would want to send you, if you kind of, and God will bless you for being a blessing to the community. This is what this program is about on the earth. It is my offering and money. I never had any questions about being home. Those of you listening, the blessing, children of poverty, and the country of India. So appreciative and just so overjoyed that you love me and you love what I'm doing enough to be a hit. You don't have it. Maybe you know someone that did it. So if you know someone that do have it, then pass it on. You know, because God will bless you. That you have it, you didn't have it, but you have a mind to get what had it. And that's what God said, so you blessed me, you didn't have a mind, but you had it. So God will bless you for being a blessing to my ministry. Hallelujah. You know my ministry, hallelujah, is God's House of Deliverance, Pentecostal, Digital, Worldwide Ministry. Hallelujah. Your box 1600, California 9950, California 4650, fundraising shop called Funny, WNDLY. It's set up all levels of donors. There is no sponsor that will be committed for 1 year. So, that's it. You will be helping these children.
Program a little bit tonight, and I will be back.
after these selections. May God bless you, and the lines are, prayer petitions are open. I'm going to put these things on to go and may God richly bless you and your.
Thank you.
that you might be able to